This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins.
Help me, which is the aging corpse.
That is from a new opera that goes by the mouthful, the nefarious, immoral, but highly profitable enterprise of Mr. Burke and Mr. Hare. It's premiering with the Boston Lyric Opera tonight, and as you might be able to tell from the title, it is dark and playful. The story recounts an actual early 19th century murder spree. William Burke and William Hare killed people and sold their corpses to a surgeon's school in Scotland. WBR's Andrea Shea reports on this surprisingly funny and grim new opera.
When Burke and Hare opens, the cast sings about a cadaver shortage in Edinburgh. The set is fashioned after an anatomical theater, with the audience sitting in a circle around the action, just like in the real medical schools that once filled Surgeon's Square in the early 1800s.
Edinburgh was celebrated for its surgeon's schools. There were all these edicts about how you could get teaching aids. That means dead bodies.
That's composer Julian Grant.
Grave robbing was illegal. And so there are these two ne'er-do-wells whose wives have a boarding house. One of their lodgers dies in his sleep before paying the rent. And so they hit upon this marvelous idea of delivering the body to the surgeon's school. And of course, they can't believe their luck when they get paid an astronomical amount of money for a dead body.
So Burke and Hare go on a killing spree.
What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? Poverty.
They take people from the poor end of town. People don't miss them. They are dispensable. And then, of course, they get careless and the bodies start to pile up a little too thick and a little too fast.
We need a good story. We need characters that we want to follow.
Librettist Mark Campbell says they found those elements in Burke and Hare's victims.
The story is narrated from five of the victims' viewpoints, and that just carries us along. It also establishes an element of theatricality in the narration.
What drew us to this topic, I think, was the desperation of the characters mixed with the kind of everyday humor of coping with a stream of cadavers and dead bodies, and also with poverty and injustice.
Not exactly humorous topics, but for Grant and Campbell, dark comedy was key.
I think if we had just made a documentary of these events, it would have been pretty damn dull.
There is quite a lot of music for sort of bass clarinet and double bassoon. It's even lower than a bassoon and kind of poops away on the bottom register. So there's quite a lot of grotesquery, I suppose.
It's a known tale, and I think it's macabre amusement, probably, is the best way to describe it.
For cast member David McFerrin, the opera's dramatic and comedic powers are heightened by the fact that the plot is based on real tragic events, including the sensational trial, execution, and dissection of Burke for the crimes.
But it's a horrendous story. I mean, it's a story of serial killers. So perhaps the removal of time softens that a bit. But I think the opera brings out, within the comedy, the horror of it and the way that it's being told through the eyes of the victims. These are real people.
Like a lot of kids in the UK, composer Julian Grant grew up with this story. He hopes the opera and its cast of characters raise moral questions about who gets to place value on human life. At the same time, he says,
it's very difficult to sort of say that Burke and Hare are the baddies and the doctor and his assistant are the goodies. They're not. You know, they all seem to be deeply, deeply flawed, and they've all got something to hide.
Now audiences can relive the historical characters' dilemmas while laughing, perhaps uncomfortably, which is exactly what Burke and Hare's creators are after. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Boston Lyric Opera's world premiere production of Work and Hare opens today and runs through Sunday. For a 360-degree video of the opera set and how it's been transformed into a period medical theater, go to The Artery at WBUR.org, where you can also find more arts and culture reporting.